podcasting the way that we've been doing it, which is very labor intensive in the post-production phase, it sort of opens it up to people who aren't very good at talking. So you know, why should your inability to communicate be a barrier to communicate anymore?
We're just pulling out the nuggets.
Yeah.
Such as...
that one.
Yeah, that one. There you go. I said that's actually recording. I don't know, I actually switched it on.
It's probably best if it isn't.
No, it is recording. Yeah, if you, should have a look at that thing. Because I did that supplemental podcast where I just recorded us in the pub, and then it kind of got cut off because Alison came and put a hand on it or something, or I put my hand on it, I don't know,
yeah.
Got cut off anyway.
Pull on your flip-flops and let's go shopping, dear. Pull on your flip-flops, we'll go flip-flopping, dear. There's plenty of petrol in the car. We'll go shopping not too far. When we were young, we would go pill-popping, dear. We'd be pill-popping, but there was no stopping, dear. We'd be pill-popping, but there was no stopping, dear. But right now, I think I'd rather go shopping, dear. Let's go shopping, dear. We can cast away our fears. Let's go shopping, dear. You know the shop's really near.
So who should we get as a guest on our next podcast? It's a very important decision. Well, actually, no. I'm vowing, as I have vowed for the last 11 months to get around to editing the last podcast this weekend for sure. I'm now vowing that 2013 will be more podcastful than 2012
so it
was.
It is annual then.
Well, I'm setting the bar fairly low. If we do two, we've just doubled. That's 100% productivity gain.
That's why we're earning the big bucks, Matthew.
Yes. So who should we talk to next? Should we revisit a former member of the podcast?
Well, how about we put it to the vote on Identica?
Okay.
So we can say, look, should we get, and you know, I'm not guaranteeing we can get any of these suckers to turn, these delightful guests to persuade them to turn up at Almatech Towers to get horrendously pissed and embarrass themselves.
It is a special kind of person who's willing to do that.
Yes, it is. We're obviously very special in a special kind of way. So we could put it to the vote. So who can you think of? We'll just say some names off the top of your head, and then people can vote and say, you know, whoever. So obviously the first one that comes to mind is Paul Templeton, which is what's he known as in Identica?
Paul T4 on Identica, I think.
Yeah, he's got that naked picture of himself screaming.
That was during his bathroom renovations, which I really...
And also during his council campaign, he was campaigning for council whilst having a picture of himself naked and screaming in his bathroom, which could only happen in Coffs Harbour.
Yes.
Yeah, and he got in. Paul. So Paul is number one. Just send us the a thing voting for Paul if you think he should be the one.
We can use Identica's poll feature. Everybody loves a poll.
Excellent. We'll do that then. So we don't have to list them all right now. But we'll try anyway. So who else can we think of that might want to be on? They won't necessarily want to be on the show, but our listeners demand it.
We can blackmail them. Our listener demands it, you mean.
Andy.
Obviously, there's Paul and Rodney.
Rodney Deakins. The former.
He's not a former. He's still his Thursday nights occupied.
I was actually going to say former Lord Mayor of Coffs Harbour, but he never was Lord Mayor of Coffs Harbour.
No, only a matter of time, though.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, Rodney Deakins, blonde-haired, blue-eyed, fancy boy for Coffs Harbour. Don't tell him I said that. He'll get all up in himself and excited.
This is the measure of my skill as an interviewer. I know he's a teacher at Taormina High School, but I don't know what subject or subjects he teaches, and I've known him for years now.
I would guess he teaches English.
He's a bit
vague.
I would have said maths, but you could be right. No, he's a bit too humanities, is he?
Oh, look at him. I mean, I reckon if I asked him to work out a sum, drop of a hat, he'd get all dithery.
Actually, right. Yeah, he is a bit all at sea when it comes to computers and things.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. So I reckon he's English. Teaches English.
Yes.
Anyway, that's the other one. So we'll say Paul.
Rodney.
There isn't anyone else. That's 5 years.
There's Dave, but we've all.
Dave's trying to emigrate to get away from us.
Yeah.
He's trying to emigrate to some horrible shithole in a third world country somewhere.
Well, that's the measure of what a dead loss 2012 was. Because we were all talking about the wonderful ways we were going to change our lives. And we're all exactly where we were
a year ago. Dave Fawkes was going to emigrate to England. Yeah. He's still here. Paul Templeton was
I think if Paul had an ambition, it was to not be a councillor anymore.
Well, he's succeeded.
So he's the success.
Yeah, well, there you go. He succeeded by failing.
Yeah.
That's obviously what we need to be aiming to do.
Yes. Dare to fail.
All right, so who else? I've often thought of actually, and this isn't going to work because these guys aren't going to do this, but we have a mobile phone here, which might be recording this right now, I don't know. But if it is and it's working, then this is a tool we could use to get another guest in that I've often thought of, which is Tim from Sarong Bar.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he doesn't leave the bar. So we could actually, that could be an Almatech Towers podcast.
Yeah.
Where we have our Christmas meal. And we get Tim to sit down with us for a while, have a few beers and chat to him. Well, we can then come home and we don't want to make our viewers think we've gone weird, going to the pub and drinking beer. So we can come back here and knock back those two bottles of red wine you've got sitting next to your monitor.
Yes.
But then we would have had Tim as a guest.
Yeah, so that sounds good.
I think Tim is a potential. He would be very excited with the idea of having his voice on a computer.
Yes.
Not a computer. On his Android. No, on his Windows phone.
Yeah. He and Rodney are birds of a feather, technology-wise.
We can put Tim in the poll. Vote for Tim.
Yeah.
He's the local. He's not a publican, but he runs a bar, the Sarong Bar, which Matthew and I frequent occasionally. I thought he was English, actually, but he's not.
Okay.
I
never thought he was English.
I know.
He spent some time in England.
Yeah. And he's not actually English at all. It doesn't even sound English, but
no.
For some reason he seems slightly posh to me. And I've obviously been away from England long enough now that I've got no idea.
Oh, he's blonde and, looks kind of Northern European, so, yeah.
Yeah, but maybe. So is Rodney Deakins. He's they're all stunted in England. They're all little squat, sort of. we'll cut that bit out.
Yes.
we don't have any English.
You mean
listeners.
Physically or just emotionally?
Well, what do you think?
I make excuses for my own emotional inadequacies by appealing to my Anglo heritage.
Appealing or yeah. Blaming.
You can call it blaming if you like.
Fair enough. All right, so that's three people. We haven't had a girl yet, but I can't think of any. The only girl I can think of is your wife, but she refuses to speak when there's a microphone switched off.
Actually, I'd like to interview Becky Cole, who manages.
Is that the woman I keep seeing and I forget her name every time she comes in?
No. She's the manager of the CHYFM, the local
Coffs Harbour Youth
radio station, and I thought I always thought it'd be interesting to talk to her as podcasters versus her as a traditional media representative.
Would you get her in here, or would we go out to where she is?
No, she can come here. She lives in Taormina.
I don't know her, so does she know you? I mean, you do things.
Kind of. She's mates with Mark, who used to work with Roy.
Mark, the computer fixing
guy.
Yeah,
Mark, I always forget his last name. McPhee. McPhee, who used to work with Roy. He and Becky are like a musical duo. You've probably seen them perform. They did a fantastic rendition of Tom Waits.
Becky, she's called. So yeah, yeah. If we get Becky in, you and Becky could have a little jam there on the podcast for all our listeners.
Okay.
I've just ensured that she'll get voted for now.
But I was tremendously impressed that she had a go at, because, you know, sweet-voiced young lady had a go at singing a Tom Waits song, which you don't normally expect.
No, you'd expect to smoke a cigar first.
Yeah, and they did a fantastic job. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so Becky...
Yeah, okay. I keep sort of...
I spoke to her once, and that was that night at the pub when I saw her play, and she was pretty good, and had a good chat with her, and she seemed really nice. So, that'd be good.
I mean, there's plenty of people I'd like to talk to, but who disqualify themselves by virtue of the fact that it's probably not responsible to get them terribly drunk. Like I've always wanted to talk to Pam Warland from the Historical Society, but she's older than your mate John Lee.
You don't want to kill her.
Yes. You don't want to.
Although it would make for good listening, you must admit. I mean, but maybe wait till I've got my nursing degree first.
Yes.
And then you could actually have me, you know.
Resuscitate her.
Lubricating
on
her or resuscitating her or something.
Yeah.
So you've got an extra testicle. Oh, sorry, I haven't finished. I'm only a first year medical student. I don't really know what I'm doing. But we could always do a dramatisation or something like that, I suppose. Yeah. Get some actors in.
Well, we could talk to John Lee. We could.
John Lee would be a good one. Okay. Vote number, we have four people now. John Lee. John Lee's the Sawtelle poet that they've heard about. I've mentioned him before on a microblog.
Mm.
John Lee's 82, 3, 4. He's an old fella.
Mm.
And he'll talk your hind legs off. And he's a poet and an artist. And the next school teacher.
Mm. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and he used to teach woodwork.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
He'd be good in a smock.
apron. It would have been probably in the 70s and 80s that he, you know, was finishing up his job around then, so I suppose. So, actually, you know, 70 and 80, that was recent, wasn't it, for an 80-year-old? So, so John Lee. He'd be up for it. You probably couldn't get him too drunk though, because I think he's a one Cooper's man.
Yes,
so that will do him.
So. Well, either having as a guest or having doing a regular poetry reading segment.
I've actually thought about reading out his poetry Like, just, because he's given me a book of his poetry. In fact, I thought I could read out a poem from his book each week. Sorry, each year. and we could then commercialize our enterprise. We can sell his poetry books.
Yeah.
Because John Lee does actually sell his poetry books. He goes down to the local print shop in Coffs Harbour where he gets them to photocopy them and bind them for him with a stapler, a piece of cardboard. And then he'll sell them for $10. Yeah. I think it costs him $8 to get them photocopied.
That's fine.
And he spends hours choosing, you know, whether to use Comic Sans or Verdana.
Don't want to do Comic Sans.
No, John Lee loves Comic Sans. Don't knock Comic Sans.
Okay.
He thinks it's quite a revolutionary font. So, yes, John Lee's poetry. I could sell that to him. I could say, John Lee, you can get people to, you know, buy your poetry books. He'd love that.
Mm.
He'd be a published author then.
Pull on your flip-flops and let's go shopping, dear. Pull on your flip-flops, we'll go flip-flopping, dear. You can buy crisps and I can buy jam. You push the trolley, I'll push the pram. Let's go shopping, dear. We can cast away our fear. Let's go shopping, dear. You know the shop's really near.
Oh, Emrys.
Yeah, you could tell us some interesting things about Minecraft.
Yeah, well, I could drill him first and say, look, you're not allowed to mention Minecraft. And he'll still tell us stuff about Minecraft, but, you know, that's what you've got to do with a 10-year-old.
Mm.
You tell him, no, not Minecraft. Let's talk about... okay, maybe this could be an added hashtag to a poll. Mm. We could say, so Emrys is a potential candidate, but if you vote for Emrys, you have to tell us you vote for Emrys with a subject you want to ask him about. So that you're asking a 10-year-old about life, the universe, and everything. You know, I think there's a lot of old buggers there on Identica who've forgotten what it's like to be young. They might want to actually get the opinion of a 10-year-old.
Yeah.
So, yeah, okay. We'll put him on there.
Okay.
We might have multiple guests. Yeah, I think that's about it.
Okay. Yeah, that'll do for a start.
If we think of any more, we'll just add them to the pile. I'm back done.
Yeah, no, this is gone on long enough.
It's a supplemental podcast.
Yes.
And Kitty's coming in now, so.